Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, with about 60,000 homeless in Los Angeles County, many more throughout Southern California and the state. It is being recognized as a top priority for voters here in California, according to a new poll. Let's get the latest live, KNX 1070's John Baird.
That's right. It is at the top of the heap. It's something that's on everybody's minds, people living on the streets. Mark Baldessari is the president and director of the survey for the Public Policy Institute of California.
This is the first time in the history of the PPIC statewide survey that homelessness is named as the most important issue for the governor and legislature to work on in the next year.
And this concern has topped the list of other worries here in the state.
More people named homelessness than housing, jobs, environment, immigration, state budget, any other issue.
He says one main reason is that Californians aren't just reading about homelessness or seeing it on television. They're experiencing it firsthand. Live in L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A proposal moving through the state legislature that could lead to hourly fines against private utilities that shut down the power during the wildfire season. The measure was put together by the state senator, Scott Weiner. He says the shutoffs create a lot of hardships.
There is, unfortunately, right now, a financial incentive to err on the side of broader blackouts. The cost of doing a blackout, there's a cost. But they don't have to incorporate all of the costs that the utility is inflicting on the general population.
Now, a representative from SoCal Edison said that there are some times when powering down is simply needed because of the wildfires.
SCE patrols conducted after the October 2019 shutoffs found several instances of equipment damage and tree branches contacting power lines.
A state Senate committee supported the measure, so it might be on the floor for a vote by the end of this month. The winter storm is headed our way.
Rain in the forecast. Rain coming this afternoon as a front comes in. It'll spread northwest to southeast. Higher elevation snowfall above 3,500 feet. So we should be in decent shape this morning. A little patchy drizzle around with low clouds this afternoon. Watching the rain showers come in. Picks up a little bit late afternoon into the evening hours. Quarter of inch, maybe 3/4 of an inch of rainfall for some. And higher elevation snowfall, possibly around the Grapevine, and higher elevations above 35 to 4,500 feet. Multiple inches of snowfall with winter weather advisories kicking in this afternoon. A little breezy at times to windy conditions, especially in the mountains. From a Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stage at KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, Ray, talking about the Grapevine there, let's learn more.
Caltrans crews will be salting the roads, ready to plow snow and trying to keep the I-5 over the Grapevine open.
We are watching the weather with as much interest as everybody else. We have to see what develops, and there is a great likelihood of a closure.
Mike Como is a spokesperson with Caltrans.
For people who are driving north on I-5, we have a new turnaround gate in the median in the Castaic area, just north of Lake Hughes Road, where vehicles won't be stuck for an inordinate amount of time waiting for an opportunity to turn around. We can open the gate in the median in a matter of minutes.
He says if you absolutely must head over a mountain pass during the storm, pack warm clothes, food, water, and anything you might need to spend hours just stuck. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Yes, as Ray and you just heard Emily there indicating this could be kind of a mess by the time we get into the afternoon hours, certainly by tonight. So you will want to keep it here on KNX 1070 for our traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the fives.
In other news today, after getting a bunch of complaints about signs that some found offensive at a condo up in Calabasas, the city has given the owner notice that stuff needs to be taken down.
The postings with swastikas and inflammatory language have been deeply unsettling to the people who live at Park Sorrento Condominiums, Calabasas Mayor Alicia Weintraub.
I think they're appreciative that the city has stepped up and we're committed to working to maintain a safe community.
A notice of violation of the city's municipal code declaring the signs a public nuisance was posted to the front door, giving the owner until 4 p.m. today to remove it all.
And he needs to refrain from posting any additional signs or posters in the near future.
If he fails to comply, he could face further code enforcement actions, not limited to citations, warrants, and legal action. The mayor says the goal is to get the hateful material taken down as quickly as possible. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
Big investigation this morning by the LAPD into whether a five-year-old girl in South LA found a gun in her home and shot herself, or if somebody at home with her shot her. The girl was taken to the hospital seriously wounded, and we're expecting an update on her condition a little bit later. Detectives say there were several family members in that house when the shot was fired.
Engine problems forced a United flight that was headed to LAX to turn back to Newark and make an emergency landing. Happened last night, flight 1871. Passenger tweeted that sparks were flying out of the plane's right wing just after takeoff. She also said people started screaming when it happened. United Airlines says the plane landed safely back at Newark. As we said, no one was hurt. And then passengers were put on another flight to LAX.
An agreement's been made by the operators of the Queen Mary to preserve the ship over the next 30 years. Urban Commons required to release their plan within the next 90 days. It looks like they're going to be dealing with things like aesthetic structure and engineering.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.